appointment to get Bernice a referral for her ears. Seems like she gets a ringing sound when I slap her around once a week. I don't know why that is.
She making you delusional, because I'm pretty sure she's the one slapping you around.
Yeah, but I didn't want to tell anybody. She's pretty quiet, pretty gracious. Oh, she's had some nausea and ringing in the ears. Probably from being around me, Patrick.
She is quite a woman to put up with you for as long as she has, I'm sure.
The Bronze Star with Valor and Purple Heart.
Is she doing okay?
But we just wanted to get her checked out with a specialist. She used to have some tubes in her ears, and they've since come out, she says. And this tinnitus is really bad, and she's got hearing aids that have a DSP, digital signal processing, and they also have I would call it a white noise or a pink noise generator, if you will, that is supposed to negate the tinnitus, but it's gotten worse than fluid in her ears at times, and that can cause you to be nauseous because it affects the inner ear.
You throw that equilibrium off and that causes all kinds of problems.
Yeah, it is. I had that doozy spill one time a couple years ago, and it wasn't funny. Everything in the room was going round and round. They give me some meclizine is what they usually give you, and that seemed to take care of it.
I used to go swimming, and I'd get water in my ears, and it would cause problems, and I'd be running into everything.
When I was a kid, they called it strip pit ear, because we always swam in the old strip mines, and I'm sure they weren't all that sanitary, but it sure was a lot of fun. We'd ride our motorcycles out, even at night, and go swimming in the pits, and then occasionally I'd get an ear infection.
I'm swimming in the creeks and rivers around up there at the house where I live, but up where I'm at, it's known for the fresh water, so I don't know if that's what it was or anything, never did find out, so I'm just always doused it with some swimmer's ear and took care of it in a few days.
Cunningham looks pretty muddy right now, and I don't know why we haven't had that much rain, at least at our place. It's sprinkling here. Were you having a good day with your tool sales?
A good day. It has rained on and off all day long where I've been, though.
Rain since probably, 11 o'clock, Bernice? Something like that. And it's just a little bit. We just got, I don't know, 1400s? Was that what it was up to? Oh, that was yesterday. But it's starting to pick up a little bit now. We're over here at my place called Total Comfort. Oh, it looks like they went out of business. It was an HVAC place. But I'm going to have to turn the wipers on intermittent here. Boy, we could sure use it, Patrick. It's been really dry.
Down here, up at the house, we've been getting rain. It's a little drier than it normally is, but we've still been getting rain. I know I got a spring head there on my property, and it has all but stopped running, so the water table's down. But I imagine it's coming back up after this weekend, because it didn't do nothing but rain up there.
Greer Police Shooting Range here by Lake Cunningham, and there's turkeys all over the yard out there. Well, it seems as though, just looking from our place, and I think you know about where I live, and the storms tend to frequent Spartanburg and up north here lately a lot more than us.
It's funny how those mountain ranges will split that storm and push it one way or the other.
But I'd rather be on the receiving end. But you know, looking at that on my phone on the app lately. There's been quite a few places that had hail, and we could do without that.
We don't get a lot of it at the house. We'll get occasionally a hailstorm, but nothing like down here. It's amazing the difference in climate from where I live to here, and it ain't 40 miles up the road. It's just that elevation change.
935 feet. How high are you up there, Patrick?
At the house, I'm about 2,400 feet.
Oh boy, HF heaven, man. That's a big advantage on HF.
But I got that mountain that's even higher than I am, right in my back door, and I got power lines in front of me, so I got to go straight up and over everything.
Thank you, poor vertical, it goes straight up. They call them cloud burners. Shoot. Well, we've arrived home, Patrick. It's not far down there to that Mountain View place. It's down by McDonald's on the way to Hampton in Greer. And like I said, all we was getting was a referral today. About all I got to do now this afternoon is go out and get the eggs from the hens. I fed them this morning. And the little ones, they are growing like weeds. And I can't wait till they start laying. Supposedly, those black Australops will lay 308 eggs a year. Can you imagine that?
A lot of eggs for one chicken.
Eight of them. And we give the other four that were good layers, I like them big brown eggs. We give them to Chad, and he says they're doing just fine. There was, what do you call them? Yeah, but the first name. Something Sussex. Speckled Sussex. And they had a good personality and were good chickens. We got, how many of those is left over there? Seven? Eight? Got eight of those and got nine of the black Australops. I highly recommend it. They lay a great big, extra large, brown, dark brown egg.
Extra large brown eggs. They got that rich, thick yolk in the center of them.
We give them away when we have extra ones. They're, doing pretty good now, but not as good as when we had those other ones that I give Chad. I give him six. It's starting to rain pretty steady out there now. We're in the carport. But, if I had to choose a chicken from now on, that's what we would get. Because we give eggs to the neighbors, and we give eggs to our kids and grandkids. And they all say they're better than what you get at the store.
Farm fresh eggs are much better, in my opinion. That's what I've eaten most of my life. I do eat the store-bought ones when we run low, but most of my life I've always eaten farm fresh eggs.
For yourself up there, as far as chickens go?
Have anywhere I'm at. My mom and stepdad used to have them, and I've got lots of friends, and they can't eat all of them. Their chickens are laying, so they pass them off to us all the time. So I have no need. I just help them take care of theirs.
That's what we do. We get too many, and we just give them to my neighbor. I always tell Bernice, give it to Mikey.
Good commodity to barter or trade off for other things. So, a lot of people like to sell them, too. So, I mean, it's easy to get a hold of them.
Yeah, they're really great, and it's fun to give them away. Mikey's from that old cereal ad, and the little boy shoved it away and said, give it to Mikey. So I always call my neighbor Tim Mikey when I say, here, Mikey, here's some eggs for you. we got great neighbors. We're very lucky. And Bernice wanted the chickens. Looking at them out there now, it says the hen den. And I can't let them free range because we got a hawk that comes up here and sits there and watches them all the time. And one of the hawks was jumping on the side of the cage one afternoon, and I had to run him off by a little persuasion, but I don't harm him, but I don't like him around, and a little MAD out the back window usually takes care of it.
He'll scare pretty much anything away, the two-legged kind or four-legged.
Well, they're not really M80s. Can't get them anymore, but they make a pretty good pop. Just whatever. Whatever's legal. But I used to get some that were really loud, but I can't get them anymore. It ticks me off. We always had those when I was a kid. Cherry bombs, silver salutes, M80s, two-inchers. They took all the fun out of it now. Take care, Patrick. I'll let you go. And have a good day. Nice talking to you. KO4HKX in 0GR73. Patrick.
Bernice, have a good afternoon. Good to talk to you. I hope everything gets squared away with her ears there so she can feel better. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring for a while.
Look, Pelosi decided she's going to go to Taiwan, so you better buy some extra groceries in that, because that may be the beginning of the end. Those people got no brains up there, but I didn't know. I thought she was going to pass it up, but Bernice said no, she saw it in the news that she was going to go ahead and go. Of course, if they did anything intelligent, it'd be out of character. See you later, Patrick, in 0GR.
KO4HKX.